We are talking about Ask and It Is Given, Learning to Manifest Your Desires by Esther and Jerry Hicks. Let's say you're a single guy and your dream is to have an amazing wife, a child, a beautiful house, and a sweet car. Of course, it's going to take a pretty great job to afford all of this. A couple years pass and your situation has improved. According to your standards, you should be happy. Now you have the wife, the kid, the house, the car, and even a better job than you imagined. But you're just as unhappy as you once were. This doesn't seem right. You got everything you thought you wanted. Esther and Jerry Hicks know what the problem is. They said, even when you have achieved everything on your current list of things that you desire, there will be another list, even longer and more expansive, to take its place. So you don't need more material possessions or different life circumstances. You need to redefine your standard of success. The Hicks say the standard of success in life is not the things or money. The standard of success is absolutely the amount of joy that you feel. So stop looking to outside circumstances to fulfill you and accept that true sustaining happiness is only found from within. This is a truth we will talk about time and time again, but I particularly like how the Hicks remind us to tune into ourselves. They say we have an emotional guidance system, and that system has two basic feelings, feeling good and feeling bad. So you have a new job, and the skill set required is well beneath your current abilities. You resent your lowly position, even though it's a company you've always wanted to work for. You dread going to work because it's boring and mundane. You are being a fault finder, and therefore you feel unhappy at work. Now, same job, and you're still overqualified, except this time you are more focused on the benefits. You appreciate that the work is easy because it's giving you an opportunity to get used to how things are ran there, and you know that there will be plenty of opportunities to demonstrate your skills. You are being a benefit finder, and you feel happy at work. Same person, same job, but two completely different outlooks. One version of you is thinking, I'm better than this, and so they are miserable. And the other version is saying, I'm going to make the best of this, and are pretty satisfied. Now, just because you're going to make the best of it doesn't mean you're giving up and you're just going to accept your lowly position. But you are going to enjoy it while you're there and look out for growth opportunities. Now, our thoughts and our feelings are bi-directional. What we focus our attention on matters. You are either focused on your desires and what you want in your life and how you're going to create it, or the lack and absence of those desires in your life. Let's look at the contrast and you see which thought will help you fulfill your desires. If you are trying to lose weight, which is more helpful? I'm making healthy changes, or I am fat? How about in school? I'm learning, or I'm stupid? Or looking for a partner? The right man is out there, I just haven't met him yet, or all men are pigs. Think of your thoughts like a radio station. If your favorite radio station is 93.7, but you are tuned in to 101.5, you can't hear what's playing on 93.7. If you're focused on everything that's wrong with your life, yet you desperately want to be happy, you just can't be as long as you continue to focus on the lack and absence of all your desires. The Hicks say you are a vibrational transmitter, and you are broadcasting your signal in every moment of your existence. Every thought vibrates, every thought radiates a signal, and every thought attracts a matching signal back. We call that process the law of attraction. It is important to understand emotional set points. So set points are long-held beliefs about a particular subject, and anytime we are exposed to that subject, we have a default mood. So if I invite you to my house to meet my new pet, Harry, you may nearly run out of my living room screaming when you meet Harry the spider. Now, had it been Harry the dog, though, and you would have been delighted. We have an emotional set point in most areas of our life, and some of them are there to protect us, like our fear of poisonous spiders. But many of our set points actually hurt us. Take finances. Do you believe that the rich are greedy and money doesn't grow on trees, and relationships are supposed to be hard work and marriage isn't easy? Virtually everyone has deep-seated beliefs that don't serve them anymore. And you need to understand it will take time to change your emotional set points. You don't just jump into a car and expect to immediately arrive at your destination. You know two things. Number one, it takes time to get from point A to point B. And you also know that you need to know where you're going. You might not know how to get there, but you definitely need to know where you want to go. Sometimes you will get lost, but GPS doesn't give up on you. It just says, says rerouting. So don't give up on yourself. When you're driving, you don't get halfway to point B and say, oh, forget it. There's so much unexpected traffic and it's taking longer than I thought, so I'm just going to turn around and go home. All you need to do is make sure that you are focused and your attention is tuned into the right signal, what you want to create in your life, and then you can enjoy the journey. So let's go over some tips. Number one is pivoting. Pivoting is catching your negative mood, recognizing the thoughts associated with it, and then deliberately pivoting your focus to what you do want instead of what you don't want. It is reaching for a better feeling thought. I don't want to be sick turns into I want to be healthy. The house is a disaster turns into a clean house is important to me. Thinking is just the first step. Positive thoughts turn into positive actions. And a great way to pivot is using the appreciation game, which is tip number two. So let's say you're paying your electricity bill, but you would rather use that money elsewhere. You're stressed out about money, but you need to shift your focus. Be grateful you have money to pay the electricity bill in the first place, and think about all the wonderful benefits of electricity. You still have a money problem, and that needs to be addressed. You can't just stick a happy face sticker on your issues and expect that they'll go away. Yet focusing on how everything is going wrong isn't going to make it better. Playing the appreciation game elevates your mood, which elevates your problem-solving skills. Tip three is segment intending. Every shift in focus and/or activities is a new segment. If you're talking to a friend in person and then your attention is shifted to your phone, you just entered a new segment. We want to make sure that our segment shifts are intentional and we have an expectation for the next segment. The Hicks call it pre-paving. So if you're about to have a difficult conversation with your partner, rather than just jumping in and getting into an outright fight while you're trying to prove your point, utilize segment intending and set the expectation that what you really want is to have a respectful resolution to the issue, and your first priority is just to understand each other. So that is it for Asking It Is Given. Let's end with a quote. If you want things to change to different things, you must think different thoughts, and that simply requires finding unfamiliar ways of approaching familiar subjects. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Katie Krause, and you make it a great day.